And let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers is here. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. How are you?
We're great. Enjoying this beautiful spring weather. Yourself, you're doing good, getting out and enjoying it?
You know, one of my favorite times of the year, I think it goes back to my schoolboy days when you got all eager in May to get out of school. And there's something about May. I really love it. And then, of course, I also love the fall, September and October.
Absolutely. Yeah, good times of the year. Well, let's jump in, Mayor. Mike and I were talking about this the other day. Definitely starting to see those road crews out and about in full force, aren't we?
Yeah, paving season is arriving. You will see 2C work commence in the next 2 weeks. Obviously, you've seen the curb and gutter, but you'll see the paving in the next couple weeks. In the first 3 years, we completed 700 miles of roadway under 2C, and then the fourth year of paving, we anticipate about 225 additional miles between now and October. A lot of major thoroughfares, Nevada, Union, just a bunch of them. You can go to the city website and see what 2019 road projects are.
Okay, Mayor, let's talk about one of our stories in the 7:30 news update. You have launched we call it the Mayor's Cyber Cup. What is that about, please?
Yeah, this is in cooperation with the National Cybersecurity Center. We're going to sponsor a Mayor's Cyber Cup competition open to high school and middle school students throughout the city. It requires teams of 1 to 3 students to create a PSA on one of 3 topics: cyberbullying, online safety, or social media safety. They've got until first week in September to make their submissions, and the winner will be showcased at the National Cybersecurity Center's 2019 Cyber Symposium at the Broadmoor next September 19th and 20th, and the winners get some really, really nice prizes, particularly if you're a computer geek. What we're trying to do is emphasize the fact that we have this huge growing field of cybersecurity. The estimate is by 2021 there'll be 3 million cybersecurity openings in the country. We believe that in Colorado Springs alone, in our area, we've got about 10,000 cybersecurity openings. And it's really the field of the future, and we want to make sure that kids understand that, and we, you know, begin to make progress in producing the workforce that we need in cybersecurity, because it's be a very, very important part of the economy in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region.
I would imagine those are also going to be well-paying jobs.
Cybersecurity jobs today, you get three certifications, go to work for the companies. Generally, in our area, they pay $90,000 and up.
Wow. Good to know.
Okay, Mayor.
There's a chance for you, Renee.
Finally, Mayor, I could go get a real job, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you could sleep in the morning and everything.
Get a real job, sleep in, maybe, unless, you know, you never know.
Well, let's stay on money. Affordable housing.
Yeah, it's a top priority right now, isn't it?
It is. I want everybody to keep it in perspective. While we've had increases in the price of homes and rents in Colorado Springs, our housing is now the national average. It used to be below the national average. We've moved to the national average. But if you compare all the 10 other most desirable cities in America to live, by the way, I think there's going to be a pretty exciting announcement on Friday. We're going to have a press conference out at the Garden of the Gods, and some magazine may be in town to designate Colorado Springs as getting some recognition. But in any event, you're not going to find as desirable a city in America that's got as low a cost of living. That's not much consolation to folks that are having a hard time finding a place to rent or a place to buy. But it is a matter of perspective. For such a highly desirable place to live, it's relatively affordable. But we got to work hard to keep it that way. Number one, we got to make sure there's room for growth, and that's what the Banning Lewis Ranch reannexation agreement's all about. Number two, in terms of subsidized affordable housing, as you know, I've upped our goal from 500 new units a year to 1,000 new units a year. Our community development division in Colorado Springs funnels about $4 million in state and federal aid two nonprofits that are in the housing area. And through tax incentives and other assistance, our community development division, you know, I've tasked them with creating 1,000 new affordable units each year. We're working on a large-scale affordable housing planning effort, and that will be kind of a housing plan will be released later this year. And by the way, there's a survey out to help inform this process. We released a survey to get real-life input from those who have sought to rent or buy housing in our area, and you can take that survey at www.coloradosprings.gov /housing survey.
Okay. All right, Mayor, hang on just a couple moments. Got a little business to take care of, and we will continue. Mayor John Southers, our guest right now at 7:42 on KRDO's Morning News. Mayor John Southers, we'd like to continue with you. And, you know, let me ask you this, sir. It's the top story in the Gazette this morning. We also mentioned it at 7:30. Colorado apparently is looking very good, Colorado Springs specifically, in the bid for the new space headquarters. What do you think about that?
Well, we've got our fingers crossed. We've been working hard. I've signed an awful lot of letters to the Secretary of the Air Force and the administration, and we've been working very hard. We think that from a purely merit standpoint, we should win. The fact of the matter is it's the least expensive alternative. A lot of the assets are here, but there's always the politics. Obviously, Alabama has some serious politics on their side with the chairman of the Armed Forces Committee, things like that. But we're very optimistic, and we just think it makes a lot of sense, and it would be another big boost in the arm of Colorado Springs to have that that new U.S. Space Command be another 1,500 military personnel and all the accompanying defense contractors and things like that.
And Mayor, I wanted to ask you really quick, of course, a very long day for City Council yesterday, 5 hours of discussion about the expansion of the Broadmoor for the Convention Center. And you know, we're hearing both sides of it, but City Council did approve to move forward, let the Broadmoor move forward on that expansion. What are your thoughts on that?
Very, very important to Colorado Springs. Immediately, it allows the Broadmoor to keep the Space Symposium. The Space Symposium has grown and grown, needed larger space. Gaylord up in Aurora was making bids. Basically, they needed to double the convention space, and Space Symposium said, if you're able to do that, we'll commit, I can't remember if it's a 20 or 25-year agreement. And so with this expansion, we're going to be able to keep that largest convention each year in Colorado Springs. Provides additional space for large conventions. The Broadmoor doesn't pursue conventions in the summer season when it's full with tourists, but in the off-season, that convention business can really be a real shot in the arm for not only Broadmoor Hotel, but all our other hotels and our economy in general.
Mayor, final question for you. I think it's probably the worst kept secret in town. Amazon coming to our area.
We can finally say the name?
Well, you can. There's two projects we've been talking about, one what we call Project Jungle and one we call the Project Rodeo. As of last week, Amazon acknowledged that Project Jungle is, in fact, Amazon. And they have broken ground. You can see it in the airport business park. They have already poured the slab, and it's about a 70,000-square-foot distribution facility. And that is happening, and they will be open for next Christmas season. That's how quickly the building will be built. We are still just referring to a second project as Project Rodeo, but we hope to be able to attach another name to that at some point in the near future. That would be a significantly larger facility. So we've got our fingers crossed on that as well.
All right, great stuff. Well, we learned a lot talking to you today, and we'll get you
set. Yeah, Colorado Springs is really doing well.
Yeah.
And it's good to be mayor, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's like some days, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Not everybody is on board every day, but that's politics, and that's what the job's all about.
All right, Mayor, we'll get you scheduled for next month. Have a great day. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.